traveling to Mexico can be a real, real fun experience on a cruise. Melissa and I went on Royal Caribbean just a few months ago with some friends and absolutely enjoyed it. Cruising to Mexico, even if it doesn't matter which port, there's multiple ports to go, there's multiple cruise lines to head to Mexico on. We went on Royal Caribbean a few months ago with some friends that have never cruised before, and we absolutely enjoyed it. Mexico is for those that like adventure, such as ATVing, exploring Mayan ruins, checking out bat caves or cenotes, which are caves with water in them and such. It's for people that love riding on ATVs, horses, camels. It's for people that just are looking for bargains, maybe negotiating and dickering on prices. Mexico is pretty amazing. It's also a place where if you don't speak Spanish, no problem. They usually will work with you. But if you do speak Spanish, sometimes you can even get better deals. It's a place where you can have some amazing food at a great price. We went on Royal Caribbean a few months ago, and this year we're going twice to different ports in Mexico. Actually, the cruise will be the exact same, about 6 months apart, and we're going to go on the exact same cruise line, the exact same destinations. We're going on Carnival. Now, I've been on my, well, our family's gone on a Disney cruise before, which is so amazing that it causes us to think that nothing can compare. And that might be the case. But what we've noticed is Carnival Cruise Line, which was one of the first ones we went on our very first cruise, we found that they have really, really elevated their game. Meaning there's so many amazing things to do on the ship for that's already included that it's not like saying it used to be, well, Carnival's for those that maybe are single or they're first-time cruisers or they're just only looking for a bargain. I don't know if that's really true anymore. What we've seen is some of their cruise ships are absolutely astounding. They have re-energized them, they've refurbished them, they've made them into something that's not just pretty fun. It's absolutely we're so stoked to go on these two cruises this year that we have done so much homework, and again, we've fell in love with the idea of bringing friends that have never cruised and seeing the cruise through their eyes, the excitement. We have some friends that we're going with here in a few weeks, multiple friends on this cruise. I think the most, well, probably tied for the most amount of friends that we're going with. We've gone sometimes with relatives or friends on different cruises, but this time it's a pretty big group, and we're so excited because pretty much everyone except for Melissa and I have never been on a cruise. And so we're re-exploring. We're seeing for the first time, as though we're brand new cruisers, we're seeing what it's going to be like to be on this Carnival cruise and the destinations and the ports. We're looking at doing things that we've never done in ports before, including going on a camel ride or maybe swimming with dolphins. We have done some really cool things. Melissa swam in a bat cave just a few months ago. She actually dove off a cliff into a bat cave. We went ATVing. We've done that a few times. We actually took a dune buggy on our last trip with a missing floorboards and just all kinds of stuff and did that. We've done some real cool exploring, but this time, camel riding, maybe swimming with dolphins. We're talking about whale watching, which we've not been able to do at any of our ports ever before, as near as I can recall. We're looking forward to this Carnival cruise line. We're going to go to some ports that we've never been to. I don't believe we've been to Puerto Vallarta. We're going there. We're going to Mazatlan. We're going to have some really, really fun times doing things that we've not typically done on a cruise ship that we've not been on before. Now, Carnival Cruise Line, sometimes their ships aren't as big as some of the Royal Caribbeans, for instance, but they have jam-packed so much fun stuff in it, from multiple restaurants that are very unique to lots of really cool things, even like this bike ride that you can do outside the ship almost. It's like you're over the ocean, and it's like this three-wheel bike that you go on. Of course, most cruise ships now have zip lining or different things like that, but this Carnival cruise ship and what we're doing twice this year with family and friends is awesome. We're so excited for it, and we're going to report later on after we do it. Bon voyage!